Hi Adelina, tell me again, you are from Spain. Where exactly from Spain are you?
I come from the south, a region called Andalusia.
As we say, Andalusia.
Yes.
Okay, that's the south, and then if you say south, I mean, everybody would think holiday, beach, staying up late, partying even.
Yeah, they're right. We know how to enjoy life, and actually, it's a very I don't know, but people go to Ireland for summer holidays. But if they really want to know what the real Spain is, they should go to the south.
Of course, because since you're from the south, that's why you say that.
No, it's not because of that. It's because there is where the flamenco comes from, the bullfighting, and I don't know, we have more Spanish customs there.
Okay, nice. So if you would have to say to somebody, if you have to tell a tourist, instead of always going to the same cities like Mallorca, Benidorm, Tenerife, if you would say three really good places in your country, where would you send someone?
Well, it depends what they like. If they are people who enjoy nature, I will say, I don't know, go to Granada and Sierra of Granada, name Alpujarras. There you can find this little village that they are so authentic. And but Granada City also, they have a very nice castle named La Alhambra. It's very, very beautiful. And you also have Sierra Nevada if you enjoy skiing and snowboarding. But if you are a city person, I will recommend Barcelona, of course. Very nice in culture, in art, in shopping, in clubbing. Is very, very nice city.
Well, I hope you're not gonna say football now.
No, not at all. I'm not a football girl.
Okay, so Granada, but Granada, of course, in winter must be beautiful with for skiing holidays and everything, but in summer it must be really too hot there.
Yes, it is. It's more a city to go and enjoy in winter time.
So you tell people to stay away from the beaches and visit the inside of the country.
Yeah, you can also go to the beaches, but I mean,
What beaches?
I don't know. Mallorca is very nice, Menorca, Ibiza, all the islands are actually, but the problem is that these islands are so focused on tourism that they actually lose their real taste of Spain. It's too focused on tourism. Because, for example, if you go to any place on Mallorca, you will find all the restaurants with all the menus written down in German, in English, in all the languages but Spanish. In my point of view, I don't think it's nice because you go to a place where it's sunny, but you find actually the same food and the same language and the same lifestyle that you find in your country of origin. I don't think it's nice to have a holidays like this.
So you mean that when you go somewhere, you really want to know that you're in that place. So, for example, if you're in China, you want to see the menu in Chinese, and that's it.
Why not?
Yeah, okay, you're right. Thank you.